Okay, it's time for our weekly appointment with our gossip guru, Enty from Hollywood. Welcome.
It is very good to be here for my weekly appointment. It's just no coughing and turning of the head. All right.
It's nice to catch up again. Now, we've had some wild weather in New Zealand, but we understand in LA there's been some snow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's been a little snow. I saw that there's maybe even a little bit that came down to the beach and everything, but there's nothing better in LA than a winter storm. There's nothing better in LA when it rains, because the hashtag LA rain rains all over the world on Twitter. But yeah, it's great because the mountains are filled with snow. And if it comes down low enough, then you could be on the beach in Malibu and just look up, you know, and you see all the snow right there and you go, okay, this is kind of cool. But we did have a lot of people who lost power for quite a while. One of my best friends, I think that she finally got her power on last night after a couple of days. But it's the kind of time of year where everybody thinks LA is sunny all the time, and there's that, you know, a couple of days a year where it just pours like crazy.
Well, hey, it's good for once to have snow that's not inside nostrils in Los Angeles.
Actually, speaking of which, Cocaine Bear, that seems to be the movie that a lot of people are talking about. Now, this is, what, loosely based on a true story, but then embellished a whole lot?
I mean, you know, there's the categories based on a true story, and then inspired by a true story, and then sometimes there's like based on actual events and maybe inspired by actual events. There's this category where it gets lower and lower and more removed from reality. But that being said, there was a bear back in the 80s that got a hold of some cocaine and, you know, killed some people. So yeah, it's based. I love the concept. I think it's great. When they said, I could just see the guy pitching it. Look, here's the thing. I got a story. I got a bear. There's a drug dealer. He's bailing out. He gets himself killed, but the drugs go down. The bear gets addicted to cocaine, and then he starts killing people who have anything or they touch cocaine and stuff. So it's great. There's a lot of killing. There's a lot of creative killing. I really, really like it. It's got, you know, a bunch of Nepo babies in it. So that's good. And yeah, I thought it would be the number one movie. I was kind of shocked that Ant-Man barely held on to number one because of how horrible that movie is. And then the second week drop, but it managed to hang on to number one. But I really, if you had asked me, I would have said that Cocaine Bear would have been number one.
I honestly, when I heard Cocaine Bear, I was like, wow, the new season of Bear Grylls is wild. The guy was drinking his own pee, not on drugs. Imagine what he's going to do when he's all... And the last thing you want is a bear jacked up on cocaine too. They're unpredictable at the best of times. But yeah, Ant-Man, holding on to number one. You're not a fan of the movie. We saw it was fantastic.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Paul Rudd was great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the whole... They didn't even bother. The continuity in the movie is horrible. It will lose the most money out of any Marvel movie, I believe.
Wow.
It's going to be close. It will be the end of the series for sure. It's just, yeah. I think it costs many, many hundreds of millions of dollars. It would have worked, I think, with the set pieces and stuff if they had brought in, like if they had made it an Avengers movie and had those set pieces, it would have worked a lot better than it did just with the characters. I think that Marvel knew from the outset that it probably wasn't going to do well. And that's in contrast to, say, like The Flash for DC, which is going to do very well because you can always tell when a movie is going to do well and when it's going to be horrible. And if they let the critics see it a month and a half out or 2 months out, the studio knows we've got a monster hit on our hands. If the studio lets the critics see it 4 days ahead of time, they're iffy. And if they don't let them see it at all, they know it's going to be a horrible disaster of a movie. And with The Flash, it's going to be at CinemaCon. You're coming up, and it's like 6 or 7 weeks before the release date. Warner Brothers knows that they have a monster hit on their hands. They're showing the movie theater owners at CinemaCon that, hey, we're back, DC's back, all this kind of stuff. And it's why they haven't fired Ezra Miller.
Wow, is that why they've kept us hidden for so long? They're like,
oh, well, our bosses.
Yeah, we never get paraded out. Now I'm starting to wonder why. Oh, that's really interesting, isn't it? So you think DC could potentially, because I guess arguably you'd say Marvel's had the dominance in that world. You think DC could be taking over?
I don't think they're taking over. I think that Marvel is by far the more dominant thing. I'm just saying that it's been a long time since DC's had any kind of hit. This is going to be it for them. And you wouldn't think it would be coming from a character like the Flash necessarily. And it made you wonder when Warner Brothers, you know, turned over their chairman and the new one, and he canceled the Batgirl movie, he canceled the Scooby-Doo movie. And then here you have Ezra Miller constantly getting arrested or getting in trouble or making headlines. You're like, well, how come with all these other movies you're destroying, how come Ezra's not out of the picture? Now we know. Because somebody saw The Flash and said, oh, this is really good.
It's a good movie.
This is good. Hey, let him get arrested.
Hey, Pink, we love Pink here on this radio station here at The Hits. But she's been talking in the media about how the fact that her old feuds with Christina Aguilera and the likes of that have been brought up again.
Yeah, I think most of it came from a Howard Stern interview. And Howard has a way of, you know, pulling stuff out of people that perhaps they didn't necessarily want to talk about. But Pink has been simmering this feud for 2 decades. I think Lady Marmalade came out in like 2001, maybe 2000 or something like that.
We're not ready to let it go.
And you don't need to let it go because it's a great song. And it's an iconic video. The feud, we knew about it about the same time as the song was released. Then Pink talked about it like 5 years later. Pink talked about it 10 years later. Pink talked about it 15 years later. Pink's still talking about it now. And, you know, things like, oh, you know, Christina tried to take a swing at me and stuff. And Christina 10 or 15 years ago said, why would I do that? Pink would kick my butt. Why would I ever take a swing at her? Oh, you know, she sat on my chair. And then Christina said, well, you know, Pink used to heckle me while, you know, we're making the video and stand behind the director's chair and yell out kind of things. And Christina just was over it a long time ago. And Pink, who, by the way, has a stadium tour that's not going to sell out at all this year in the U.S., it's just, she just kept going and going. And then finally, like 2 days ago, she's like, oh, no, we're good. Yeah, you said you were the same thing 15 years. Why are you reliving stuff from 2 decades ago? It makes no sense to me.
Well, I'm not ready to let it go.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I don't think you even know what happened 2 decades ago.
Never bothered you anywhere.
Jono was out with cocaine beer 2 decades ago.
Hey, Woody Harrelson. We know and love Woody Harrelson. He's been on our movie screens for many years now, but he's gone on SNL and done a big anti-vax rant.
Yeah, you know, I know that that's what the headlines say.
That's all I read.
That's why we asked you for more.
Yeah, I went and looked at the clips and everything, and he was talking. He did say some things that he'd mentioned, like drug cartel conspiracies and stuff like that. But at the same time, he was like, look, I've already taken all the drugs that the drug cartels give me. He goes, like, the real drug cartels. And he starts talking about that. And, you know, he's had a long and storied history with, you know, drugs. And he was very openly pot long before it was legal anywhere. And I think that in a way he was kind of mocking talking about conspiracy theories, but talking about his own drug use and, you know, talking about the fact, you know, he was mentioning drug cartels and it felt like Big Pharma is what he was talking about. But at the same time, it felt like maybe it was just a poorly written joke about also his experience with, at the time, illegal drugs. Woody Harrelson, you know, he joined the 5-time club. I mean, hosting Saturday Night Live. And if you guys have never Googled about Woody Harrelson, you know, Google about his father and how his father died. And it is extremely interesting and will keep you guys busy for a good solid 20 or 30 minutes.
So you're saying Woody Harrelson went on Saturday Night Live and did jokes.
The comedy show.
That pushed the edge. And like I said, the way it's written and maybe it's the way it's delivered. And then we see the headlines. But, I mean, again, I didn't watch it. I went back and looked at the clips. It just looks to me like he's referring a lot to his own drug use and making jokes about the cartel. Mm. While also, Woody Harrelson has always been known as Mr. Conspiracy Theory Guy. Always. So it's not a shock that he would have that. And I think that the writers are just like, oh, you like conspiracy theories. Oh, you've done drugs. Let's do like a drug cartel kind of thing. I don't think he was him going, you know, the vaccines are going to kill you. Oh, you know, it wasn't that.
I've just Googled Woody Harrelson's father. He was a hitman in the organized crime world.
Ah.
And he killed a federal judge.
Whoa. Okay, well, we're going to go down that internet wormhole.
Gee, there we go. Woody Harrelson. So, I mean, he's done well too. Hey, well done. Well done. Well done, Woody. Hey, good on you, Enty. Love talking with you. Hey, keep safe over there and, you know, go for a snowboard or something.
I will. You guys have a great week.